From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Some trade secrets about the business practices of the country's leading natural foods chain aren't so secret anymore. The information about Whole Foods markets was revealed in legal documents filed by federal regulators, even though they weren't supposed to be made public. Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon joins us now. Bob, what exactly are some of the salacious details that these documents reveal?
Well, they're not really all that exciting, James. The government was, in fact, under court order not to release this information, but it wasn't blacked out completely in some of the documents that the Federal Trade Commission filed electronically to a federal court in Washington. The FTC is trying to block the takeover by Whole Foods Markets of its smaller rival Wild Oats Markets. And these documents were intended to back the government's contention that consumers are bound to face higher prices if this $565 million merger goes through. Among other things, the documents reveal plans by Whole Foods to close 30 or more of those Wild Oats stores, although Whole Foods denied that last night. It said it still hasn't made up its mind on what might have to happen in the marketplace. The company in these documents said it believed that that move to close the stores would nearly double revenue for nearby Whole Foods stores. These documents also reveal how Whole Foods is playing hardball against an emerging threat in the organic foods business, the retail giant Walmart. The documents make reference to ground rules that Whole Foods negotiates with its suppliers, barring them from selling directly to Walmart. The document says Whole Foods wants Walmart to go through distributors because that raises Walmart's costs. And so those are some of the things that have been revealed here.
So exactly how did this information get out?
Well, the Associated Press downloaded these documents before the court took them offline and released versions that more completely blacked out what was supposed to be secret. But you might say this is a story of closing the barn door after the organic cows, in this case, are already out here. There are two ways to redact material, as they say in the legal world. One is to cover the text over in a way that leaves it vulnerable to being uncovered. The other way is to make a photocopy and then put that online. Presley Miller practices antitrust law in Raleigh, North Carolina. He says this kind of thing isn't unheard of.
Errors happen every day. Paper flies around in these lawsuits, and these lawsuits challenging mergers are particularly document intensive. So it's not shocking. I'm sure that doesn't make it sting any less for Whole Foods.
One grocery analyst does say that this leak appears to him to be pretty benign.
Well, any idea what this might mean for Whole Foods' plan to buy up its smaller rival of these Wild Oats markets? And this is sort of a controversial deal. This is the same deal that the CEO was using a pseudonym to write on bulletin boards, making disparaging comments, right? Is this going to hurt the government's move to block this deal, though?
That's right. Well, Wild Oats executives said last night that they thought there was still a 50-50 chance it might be approved by the court.
Thanks. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.